something with your voice. You should use it as your asset. I never took them seriously in the beginning because it was college life. I was fooling around and having fun. However, when I was in school and colleges afterwards also, I used to do a lot of plays. So over there, this was an asset that I used where earlier I always wanted to do acting, but then I found out that I can do voice acting also. I shouldn't be in front of the camera always or in front of the crowd. So that's how I got into voice acting. I started researching it more on how I can use this. So whenever I used to get an opportunity to display this talent, I used to do it. I still remember the first jobs where I was working. It was more into events and all. They used to tell me, any small events, can you do the anchoring? And I was like, okay, I'll do it. I used to just grab this opportunity. And I used to do those small anchoring roles and everything. And people used to really enjoy it. Even when I was with my previous company and we used to do the briefings to the creative agencies, I never did the briefings on the PowerPoints. We used to do something different. So we used to act, we used to make a skit out of it and present the problems and everything to the creative agency. So the creative agency also liked it. They recognized this talent in me. And many people from the creative field came and told me that, okay, this is what you have. You have a great voice. You have a great acting talent. Start using it in some way. Then I took it more seriously because there are many people who...